play fake on first down. Hasselbeck sets and throws. He's got the receiver open, but Brian Dawkins cuts in front of John Paulson, and Brian Dawkins with his first interception.
Happy to be joined now by safety Brian Dawkins. Brian, you guys coming off the heel of a good win against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. When you guys watched the film on Monday, what did you see the defense specifically did a little bit better against the Chiefs than maybe it didn't do the couple weeks before?
I think the main thing is that on a consistent basis, we're able to do the things that we talked about, and we're always talking about as a defense, setting the edge and getting, you know, as many guys to the ball carrier as possible. And then the ultimate thing is when you get there, make the play. So it's, and when with a running team like the Chiefs were, it's making a tackle. And so we didn't have a lot of missed tackles, and that's always a plus. And if, even when that first guy did miss, if he did miss, we had another guy as soon as he missed that tackle to make the play. So, you know, I think that was one of the most important things going into that game. And the other thing, we just had a good time. You saw emotion being displayed. You saw guys having a good time, and you can't play this game not having a good time. And I kind of said that, you know, going into the game.
Our first question comes from Andrew in Idaho, something you have to do every snap. Andrew's wondering, as a safety, what are you looking for as soon as the offense breaks the huddle? What's the first thing you look for?
The tight end for me, because I'm a, you know, strong side, strong safety, the tight end where he is, and then from there, you kind of go into your film study and different tendencies team have by doing different things in the different formations. So my first thing that I look for is where the tight end is.
Some good advice. Another question wondering for little kids out there playing peewee, little kids, little boys and girls, what advice can you give them if someone's been playing football for as long as you have?
It's not easy. It's perseverance and believing in what it is that you have a dream for. If you have a dream for that, don't let anybody kill it. And then continue to pursue that and understand that there are others working for that same dream that you have. So that might mean you need to work a tad bit harder than you even think.
Just this week, you partnered with King Soopers, you're partnering with Salvation Army, you inspire so many folks around you. A lot of folks asked, how do you inspire yourself? How do you get yourself going?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm a guy that I'm a blessed individual, first and foremost, and I understand that the gifts that I've been given, I didn't earn them. You know, the Lord blessed me with all of them, so he puts things in my heart for me to do when I listen. So that means that I'm a prayerful man. I stay in prayer as much as possible to make sure I'm listening to what he's telling me to do, and so that's what drives me to do those things.
You'll certainly be inspired this Monday night. Last question, wondering, what does the defense have to do for 60 minutes to help the Broncos fly home from San Diego with a win?
I mean, for us, it's about consistency. We have to consistently do the things that we talk about as far as our keys are concerned. Now, we obviously know our keys, and, you know, the fans will hopefully know the keys after the game. As far as if we've done those things, there won't be a lot of points hopefully scored, and there won't be a lot of big plays given up, because we would have done the things that we've talked about during the week as far as a defense is concerned, in order to get a victory on the road in a tough environment.